Erev Shabbos, Parashas Toldos, Tovshin Samach Tes. We start with this parasha, with the fact that Rivka was an Akora. Ki Akora hi, she was barren, she couldn't have children. There's a question, Machloikis, if Yitzchok too was unable to have children. Because there's a Kri and a Ksiv over here, Ki Akora hi. It's written who, and it's read he. So the Balaturim brings two opinions. Do we understand that he was only the problem with Rivka, or since it's written who, can be read who, even though it is read he, maybe perhaps Yitzchok also was an Akora. These are two opinions. In either case, we see that here they were Mespala, they had to daven what they needed. And this is a famous Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph that asked the question, why was it that the matriarchs, we find that a couple of weeks ago by Sarah, we find that Rachel had trouble bearing children, and here Rivka, it was many years before they had a child. And why was this? The Gemara asked this. Why was this? What's the question? What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is possible, anything is possible. And these were tzaddikim. The tzaddikim from the time they were born. Yitzchok, born into Avram's house, and Rivka, we know already, she was 3 years old, she was the tzaddikas that we knew her to be. And why? Tzaddik and the tzaddikas, as Rashi says, they were tzaddik and tzaddikas, right? Tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben Rasha, but they were tzaddikim. Why, in fact, were they akaris? To which the Gemara answers, Mibnei Shakarish Baruch Hu Misavel Tfilos and Shal Tzaddikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires tefillah. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, what that means is as follows. Normally, the way people could view tefillah is, we are lacking in a certain area, a person's lacking in parnasa, a person lacking in shidduchim, a person lacking in having children, and therefore he knows there is a mechanism of getting things, the currency to be able to sort of buy things, if you use that expression, to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefillah. And that's not necessarily a wrong idea. When a person's lacking something, he can then daven, and that's what we're told, that's what we're taught by Chazal. Person is lacking something, he davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to tefillahs, and then he can be zeicher and merit what he was davening for. Says Reb Tzadok that from this Chazal we see it's just the opposite. If the Gemara could ask why were they lacking something, and the Gemara answers because Hashem wants tefillah, he says then it's a total about face. It's just the opposite. He says this starts like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides he wants to give something good to somebody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides he wants to give something good to somebody, but he wants that thing to come about through tefillah. So therefore he makes the person lacking in that area, and then the person will then daven for it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to give it to him.
You mean daven with more intensity? They didn't daven with children.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We'll point out a Rashi in a moment. But this is what Rav Tzadok says. Kishakadosh Baruch Hu writes a lehetiv la'adam. When Hashem wants to do good to a person, he wants to benefit a person. But he wants the person to daven for it. So then he's oz mazmil afan of tzar pachad me'ein dover zeh. So he makes him deficient. So he gives him some sort of pain or suffering in that area that he'll therefore come to daven. So it doesn't start with we're lacking something, and therefore we use the mechanism of tefillah. But rather, it starts the other way around. It starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something good for the person, and therefore he makes him deficient and lacking in that area, that the person will then realize he has to daven, and then will be answered with that tefillah. He brings a proof to this, Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says, we notice the famous Chazal, that if someone who is mispalo ba'ad chaveirei, v'hu tzorach lo yisa davar, hu ne'ne tefillah. If a person, we have Reuven and Shimon, and they're both in need of something, and Reuven finds out that Shimon is in need of this Yeshua, and Reuven davens for Shimon, Chazal tell us that Reuven's answered first. Now if we understand that tefillah is, if a person is lacking, and he davens for what he's lacking, then he receives what he needed, So he's not even davening for himself. Why should he be answered? Because he davened. Because he davened for somebody else, why should he be answered? The Teretz is, says Rav Tzadik, is that really Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted tefillah from this person. The way he had to have the tefillah from this person is he was lacking. Now either the person could go and daven because he himself was lacking, or the person davened because someone else was lacking. Either way, Hashem says, all I wanted was tefillah, and therefore he's answered. Which really tells us, which is the Yesod of Rav Tzadik, which Rabbi Yeruchim writes, based on the Medrash and Parashat B'Shalach, that if a person davens before he's lacking, or before his friend is lacking, then the same can be, the results can be the same. Because if the whole point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants tefillah, so if a person davens before he's even lacking, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't have to make this person lack. Why do I have to make something, some problem in his life? He's davening to me anyway. And that you see from this Yisayit as well. The truth is, this is a famous explanation from Rabbeinu Bachya in this week's parasha. The Pasuk says, Vayetar, Yitzchak l'Hashem l'Neichach Ishtoi Ki Akorahi. That Yitzchak davened to Hashem opposite his wife, Ki Akorahi, because she was an Akora. And then Hashem answered him. Says Rabbi Nebachi that the words have been inverted here. Obviously, intentionally. He says, usually you start with the primary subject of the sentence, and then you go to the secondary. In other words, if you were talking, you would say, the person was sick, and therefore he went to the doctor. So here you should have said, Rivka was unable to have children, and therefore Yitzchak davened. Why does the Pasuk specifically say it the other way around? Yitzchak davened to Hashem, ki akari, because his wife was not able to have children. Now, we can read, the Pasuk reads, it's not like it's a problem with the Pasuk, but Rabbeinu Bachya says as follows, that the Siba Ha'ikr, the main reason, was put first, and the Tufel, the secondary, was put second. V'lomana, we learn from this pasuk the way it's written, that it was Hiktim Tfila to the problem. She'ein HaKavona Shetiyah HaKorois Sibas HaTfila, She'im Kein HaSiba Ha'ikr V'HaTfila Tufelai. If we would start out that someone has a problem, Rivka was Akora, Rivka was barren. That's the problem. That's the ikr. That's what we start with. And then we have to come on, okay, so they daven. That's the secondary thing. That's the mechanism to get rid of the problem or to solve the problem. He says, then it would say, Vatehi Rivka Akora, and Vayayasa Yitzchak Lashem L'Neichach Ishtoi. He says, the fact that it put the tefillah first, we see that this was the ikr what Hashem wanted. He wanted him to daven. And therefore, he made it Ki Akori, that she was barren. And then he says, you see that the koyach of tefillah. Mikan yesh lulmad oid koyach ha-tefillah. We see she gedoyla ma'oid. Tefillah is so great. Va'afilu l'shanois ha-teva. It could even change nature. It could even say something that is naturally one way. It can change it. And this we understand. You say that, I've heard many times from a Rebbe, Rav Matisyahu, tefillah doesn't change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. It's not like Hashem decided one way, him and Igzera, but I daven, Hashem says, okay, I'll change my mind. It doesn't work like that. But Tzedek says that the Igzera is on this person. The Igzera is not on this person. So if a person davens, he changes himself. If he changes himself, then Hashem says, I don't have to change my mind, it's already something else. According to what we were saying about Rav Tzadik, the Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided that he wants to be mater to this person. Hashem decided he wants to give something good to this person. He wants to make this person very healthy. He wants to give this person children. He wants to give this person panasa. So he sets up a situation where the person will be able to daven, and then he says, it's exactly what I had wanted to in the first place. So then I can give him, we're not changing his mind. The way Rabbeinu Bachya is saying, changing Teva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that it should be changed at this moment. So what you pointed out, Rabbi Lichtenstein, is look. Is Rashi says this. Rashi says, that after the children were born, Yaakov and Esav were born, Vayikra Shema Yaakov, the second one, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Baledes Oysam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he fathered these children. So Rashi says we have a cheshbon. What's the cheshbon? Yud Shana Mishanasa. He got married when Rivka was 3 years old, and then 10 years old later she was a Bas Yud Gimel Shana V'Ru'iyah Lehirayim. Right? So 10 years until she was able to have children. Then v'yud shanam alalu tzafa v'himtin la k'maysha asa aviv l'sara. Then he waited another 10 years to see, as his father had done before taking sort of drastic measures. He waited 10 years before he would have children. Kimin shalenis abra. Once he saw that she still was not becoming pregnant, yoda she hakara. He then understood she indeed was barren. V'hispalel aleha, and then he davened for her.
How do you know? Maybe he was the problem.
This is going with that shita, that Kiyakari, that she was only, she was the one. And then you have to say right that he knew that. But the Mashkiach has, what do you mean? Kivan she yada shehi yakara, hispala lalea. Now this is the first time he davened. Yiska kavinu, what, you think he didn't daven under the chuppah? Every chassan today go davens under the chuppah, they should be zeichet the children. Yiska didn't daven. When he first got married, he didn't daven that in 10 years when she's able to have children. And then when he got married, he didn't daven right then. He waited, all right, let me see if there'll be a problem, and then I'll daven. So it's obvious, he said, well, of course he davened. But he davened like anybody else davens. He davened, he should be zeichet children. Then he realized after these 10 years, he realized that there's a different problem over here. He realized that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted from him was a different sort of tefillah, a different type of tefillah. He realized after 10 years he wants the tefillah of changing this akara. And that's the Lashon Vayata Yitzchak Lonecha Cheshti Ki Akara. He now realized that he needs an atira. He needs a different type of tefillah. Because if tefillah, the whole concept of tefillah is a person should change himself in the realization that he is always in need, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one who can give and does give. So that is the idea of tefillah. So then a person has to be specific in his tefillah. He has to be specific when he can be specific. Sometimes we don't know, so it has to be generalized. But if a person does know the problem, oh, now I see the problem. So once he saw the issue here, then he says, ah, now I see what type of tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. Which I sort of Pinkus points out, not to elaborate on it, but this idea of M'nei Maho Yomaisik Akaris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the children of the Imais and the Avais should be born through tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a lot of things, sometimes even without tefillah, or not tefillah that's at least conscious for that thing. But we see by Chana, he points out the Gemara in Chana, Elanar Azeh Hispalalti. He says, you see there's a mila here in having a child through the tefillah. And you see it's able to continue the keichas that are given to the between the parents and the children of their Chana and Shmuel, you see, are able to remain even after the child is born. And therefore, she was able to save him. So the Rapinka suggests that maybe that's another reason why the Aves and the Mais, Davka, out of tremendous tefillah and out of a great need, first begot children. But this you see from this Rashi as well. When he first realized she was an Akara, then he had a different type of tefillah. Then he realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv, as Rav Tzadik says, but he wants him to be meitiv with a different type of tefillah. And this type of tefillah, they were davened then, and then they were zeichet to the children.
So it's more specific.